was a horrible fan of the Stooges in Detroit, and I love Detroit, but the MC5, the Stooges, that was an era. I mean, that music, and I mean, that ruled my life, and this was like a routine I'd have at night, just playing them on the headphones and smoking marijuana and trying to like eventually disappear to the music. I mean, it was crazy. Over and over, I'd listen to these tunes, and they were it was like a religion. And for a few people, actually a lot of people, you know, it wasn't like they had tons of fans back then. I'd go in the record store and say, you know, I'd want to buy a Stooges record when it was a little past, when, you know, it was sold out, it was like in the early 70s, and they would laugh at me. They weren't like light guys like they are now. It was a joke. So it was very special meeting Ronnie. And like a guitar whore, where I love the sound of a good guitar. And his leads are just, they start like a story. And it has this.
Ronnie had this sensitivity and this storyboard in his head that it almost seemed like the lead would go full circle and have like a beautiful, sensitive story. Anyway, and it was hardcore at the same time, and we were very driven by it.
We're on the jail, motherfucker!